everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This episode 136 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are pinging each other about over email and Facebook and Communicator and
Twitter. Don't forget to tweet.
All of these ways we get to connect with each other. And this week, Paul Messmaker is again abandoning us, which is fine because in his absence, we have replaced him with Clint Rutkus, who you all know and love. And last week, we talked a little bit about, because Project Detroit was just about to air on the television.
Yes.
And now it has aired on it was Discovery Network and Velocity.
Velocity. Yes.
So it aired last week. I've noticed, since I'm I work down the hall from you fellas, that there have been some autograph requests.
Yes, sadly.
Some photo ops.
They're all from our coworkers.
So how has your life drastically changed now that you are a television star?
My aunt constantly is putting messages on Facebook now.
Did you see my nephew?
Yeah, and then she hits send too quickly,
uh-huh.
So then she'll do like five in a row.
Oh.
Like, oh, Aunt Nancy.
You think that someone as technically savvy as yourself could teach her how to correct that problem?
I could.
You could, but you enjoy making fun of her publicly instead.
Yes.
Okay. So how was the feedback, honestly, about your appearance on television in Project Detroit?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
And what are you guys doing with it next?
Everyone really loved Detroit. The feedback was overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, sorry. If you don't know, Project Detroit is the Micro Stang, the car that Clinton...
Yes, the Ford Mustang.
Yep.
It's a 2012 body or chassis with a 1967 fastback shell on top of it. It was made in partnership with West Coast Customs. Amazing workmanship down there.
Yeah.
And then we basically built the car from start to finish in 8 weeks. So it was me, Dan Fernandez, Jeff Sanquist, and Brian Peake coating it. And the guys over at, like I said, West Coast Customs built it. Amazing project.
Amazing project. And everyone has given you glorious feedback. So what are you guys doing with it next?
It will be at TechEd US and then TechEd Europe.
So you're taking this beast overseas?
Yes.
How's that going to happen?
That it's a logistical nightmare that
okay.
The wonderful Denise Begley on our team is helping.
How to fly this. And
yes.
Then when is it going to land and live in our backyard so we can all drive it around campus?
That's a good question.
That's
I don't
a good
know.
Question. I feel like you should have some rights to ownership over this thing. And me as your friend also rights.
Come on, I have to use it to pick up girls. We all know this is going to happen.
I can help you with that.
Yes.
Wingman, right here. All right, let's start the show. All right, everybody. So those of you who do not read the Windows Phone developer blog, which you should, because it's full of juicy information and tidbits, but you don't really have to because you can just watch Ping, and I will inform you of all that you need to know. And what you need to know is that there is an update, or it's just been released. It's not a new SDK, but it's an update to
yes.
the existing SDK for Windows Phone, which essentially, it's not going to give you as much as a full release, right? Just sort of enhances the current SDK,
yes.
doing two main things, which is, one, it allows you to develop if you're running Windows 8, right? And it is going to let you develop apps that work well on the new 256 megabyte devices, which I got to get myself one of those, right? So have you had a chance to play with it, read about it?
Sadly, I have not, but I have read about it. Basically, like you said, it's an update. You install it on top of what you currently have, and it gives you a 256 meg emulator and
mm-hmm.
The typical 512 megabyte emulator. And it now supports the customer preview for Windows 8
go-getters out there running Windows 8.
Yes, for the emulator.
Great. So you guys, it's out there, and you should download it. And it's a pretty straightforward process. You've got a standard three-step install, and now if you're not running Windows 8, and if you don't have a 256 megabyte phone, is there any reason to download this update? Will it help with other things?
Yes, because
yes.
you, as a developer, should start testing against a 256 meg device
right.
because
right.
it is a lower footprint memory. So you have to figure out, will my app run in that reduced memory space?
That's what I was going to say. So go ahead and get that update. All right, so I happen to work with some very, very paranoid people. Maybe not yourself, but not to say anyone, Larson, in particular.
I was going
to
say I have a lock on my door.
Right? Okay, so I work with some paranoid people who are like, don't give out your password. And I mean, I'm not going to give out my password, but the fear of myself, now you know I'm going to get hacked, right? Like, I don't really worry about online banking or, like, you know, shopping online. Like, this is something that isn't a main concern for me, I guess, because I feel like it's just something that doesn't happen.
but it happens.
Apparently, it happens, and it's not from days of yore. It happens constantly, and it just happened. Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft, had his identity stolen.
Yes.
This is amazing. And by a former U.S. soldier. And he went AWOL. And so he was disgraced. He's a disgraced soldier. But this is apparently he called the bank. He must have gotten Paul Allen's bank account number online, right?
I do not know the details for how someone would
No, but I'm saying because I've recently moved and I had to, you know, change all my addresses and stuff, and it's a nightmare. But when I call the bank and say, "Hey, I've moved," they either say they're not just like, "Okay, Laura, give us your new address." They're like, "What's your account number? What's the password on the account?" Like, there's information. You know, it's
I don't
not
think
like
they ask for the password on account.
They do on my phone account. My phone account has a password. My bank account doesn't have a password. No, it has a password to log in online. But when I call to change, like, I need to change my plan or whatever, if I want to check my balance.
I just found it really ballsy that someone tried to hack one of the richest people in the world.
Go big or go home. That's what I say.
And now he's going to jail.
Or go to jail. Go big, go home, go jail. Those are your three choices. So what he did, briefly in a nutshell, was he had the bank transfer the address to his address, his real address. In Pittsburgh, he could have at least got an anonymous P.O. box or something to his address and then called, I guess, a few days, a week later and said, "I lost my debit card. Send me a new one." They sent him a new one, and he was off and running. First, paying back his military loans. Like, how do you think you're not going to get busted when you're paying your personal finances?
You know what may have happened is the guy didn't realize who
Paul Allen was?
Or that how rich Paul Allen was.
Well, do you think he just pulled his name out of a hat? And if all he was looking to do was, at first he was just paying like $700 of debt and like some small stuff, and then he's like, "This guy's got some money. I'm going to try a $15,000 Western Union transfer or something." It's like, if all he wanted to do was originally just pay off his loans, just go to anybody. I mean, most people probably have $700.
But see, you're assuming that it was a targeted attack versus a random act of identity theft.
Well, don't you have to know whose identity you're stealing in order to steal it?
Depends where you get your info from.
So you mean he could have just called the bank or gotten somebody's bank account number and someone's account and just not really known who it was?
That's totally possible.
Bad luck on him. It turns out to be a man with a little bit of security.
Like I said, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, he got busted, so there you go. And Citibank is apparently, they haven't explained how he was able to get the address change over the phone, but said they're working on investigating it. I don't know about Citibank. They might need to tighten up the security a little bit. Just saying. But don't worry. Paul Allen will be financially secure. He's okay. He's not yet begging on the corner, right? He's going to be fine. He's going to be just fine. Send your donations to me instead. All right, so in a little bit more phone news, there's a story that, while inspiring and good, kind of pissed me off a little bit. Not going to lie. Apparently, Microsoft and Nokia have, we know they've teamed up and partnered up, but they're going to broaden that partnership by creating a up to $24 million investment in a university app development program. And the university's in.
So why does this make you upset?
I'm going to tell you why.
And angry.
I'm going to tell you why. Because
do we need to go to anger management class?
Because
together?
There are classes. We should. We should. There's a couple. I mean, I'm already in therapy, but more is better. More is better. There's places for people who want to learn how to develop applications for the Windows Phone. Courses like Absolute Windows Phone Development for Beginners.
Ooh.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Quality stuff here that they can get for free and learn and train themselves. And while I agree that it's important to ramp up the level of developers that we have, I feel that the people who are offering these training courses maybe should be offered to go to this Finland university. Maybe you want to go to Finland.
I do want to go to Finland.
See that? Maybe you should be having a grant so you can go take the app development course.
But I think this is also for more advanced developers, where a lot of the Absolute Beginner series is targeted at people that don't even know how to develop.
Absolute Beginners.
Yes.
Yes.
We offer
training for more advanced. Not just us, but there's plenty of other boot camps, hackathons.
Yeah, boot camps, hackathons. I'm a firm believer, like, that's the best way to learn, is actually force you to do it.
Yeah.
And it, this could be one of those.
It's like throw
function.
The dog in the pool and teach and learns how to swim. You know?
I don't throw my dog.
Throw
in
the developer
pool.
In the code camp and make him write an app. Anyway, they are expecting. There's a few things here. So what if you get if you are awarded this grant, you are obliged to a 6-month exclusive contract saying you can only develop for Windows phones, which is great. Hopefully this will really, really increase the level of the quality level of the bar of the Windows phone in the marketplace. And then eventually they are saying that they hope to let the, you can also apply to have grants for the Symbian and the Series 40 apps later, which are in Nokia's, we don't know, Asha's family. So while it's good that we're doing this, I feel like there are some people here working wind beneath the wings that, you know, deserve a little credit for doing some training.
I think it's a good program that will help out in the long world.
Look at you kissing up to the people up above. I mean, I think it's great, too. So there was an article on Atlantic Wire, which is, of course, you know, the hippest place to get your news, Atlantic Wire, that says suddenly Microsoft is the hippest tech company around.
I do have a hip t-shirt.
You do? It says, go ahead. Meat is murder.
Meat is murder. Tasty, tasty murder.
Tasty, tasty murder. No offense to all our vegetarian friends out there. Hey, this is Clint's opinion and does not represent that of Microsoft or his co-host, although I do enjoy a filet mignon. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Bacon.
Bacon's, who doesn't like bacon? Anyway, so what's funny is the image for this article, which we'll show here, is actually a t-shirt that you can get at the Microsoft Company Store that I got years ago.
It's the more vintage Microsoft. It's
yeah.
Not the true old school Microsoft logo, but it's in that style.
It's like the retro style. Yeah, and so basically the article, which is long, talks a lot about why we weren't cool and, you know, that those stiff articles about the PC versus Mac campaigns, and they always represented us as, like, nerdy dudes in ties, and now how we're, you know, becoming cooler and that our ads are becoming more
hip,
brazen, out there, and our products are becoming actually things that you can be proud of to hold in public, which is something...
I love my Windows phone.
Hey. Oh, it's my dog.
Aww.
Oh, the Tigers. Tigers made many appearances on this show, by the way.
Mm.
Golnaz, our studio manager, just loves it. She's very allergic. Anyway, I'd love to hear what you guys think. I know this is sort of an ongoing discussion that we have whether or not Microsoft is cool, but...
I mean, come on. We built a car.
What?
We built a car.
You built a car, right? And then I have blonde hair.
I do, too.
And a tattoo.
Kind of. Ooh,
so
two tattoos.
I've got several. I've got 8, actually. So we're cool. And then also, some other people were checking out. I just want to throw this in there. You should check out this website, Browser You Loved to Hate. And it's sort of a look at IE9, and they crossed out the D, and it's actually really funny, and more positive buzz around Microsoft and how cool we are. So there you go. Check it out. All right, everybody, that wraps up this week's show. I want to thank Clint for joining us. I know you're busy and tired, but
I'm always tired.
You made time out of your coffee.
I love coffee.
And were you working at a coffee shop yesterday?
I was, and
you
then
know,
I had
the
to
hallways
go.
Were like, where's Clint? Where's Clint? I haven't seen Clint all day. Where's Clint? It's like the cool kid in school didn't come. Nobody knew where to sit at lunch. He's laughing. It's true. Anyway, follow me at Elfoy. Do you want to throw out a little tweet
at
handle?
At Clint Ruckus.
What kind of things do you tweet about, Clint?
Nerd stuff.
Me too. That and Kim Kardashian. So we will see you next week, hopefully. I don't know who our co-host will be. Maybe Clint. You have to tune in and find out. Thanks for watching.